Okay. Okay, so once again, yesterday we started Siman Sadi Aleph. So we'll be up to base, page 248. So last thing we discussed yesterday is, again, we started the Siman, was that even though a person might be covered on the bottom half of their body, but if they're not wearing a shirt or something on the top, so then they shouldn't daven that way. It's not proper to daven that way. If you daven that way, the Mechaber says, b'di'avad, it's okay. Reason, again, we saw in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah also brought down that this not only applies to top part of the body, but you're supposed to be completely dressed. Your whole body is supposed to be dressed. Because again, the idea is, the concept is, you're going in front of a king. So how would you dress it if you were going for a very important meeting? So that's the way you're supposed to dress when you go to daven. So it brings us to base. Very interesting halacha. Base, again, we'll see some very interesting things. So in base, the Mechaber says, Tzarech lazor ezor b'shas ha'tvilo. You're supposed to wear a belt. Put on a belt at the time when we daven. When we daven. The Mishnah says, the b'di'avad, if you daven without one, so that's okay. You're yotze. And then he brings out Yeshua, that says a person that, some say that a person goes all day without a belt, so then that person during davening also doesn't have to wear a belt necessarily. However, he says, midas chasidus, to wear a belt even if you don't normally wear a belt. So now again, this dovetails the idea we were discussing yesterday. It was supposed to be a separation between the top and the bottom, so therefore you wear a belt. Now, let's see a little more about this. V'afil yesh lo avnet, she'en li bo ro as ha'arva. And even if you're wearing sort of like a belt, so that li bo lo ro as ha'arva. Remember, we discussed this yesterday. In other words, remember the concept was that, let's say a person, the example we gave, somebody's waking up in the middle of the night, they remember, ay gavala, in dam maru. And I don't know, they're they don't like to wear pajamas, they wear a nightshirt, right? Those are a big t-shirt. So they get up and they pop out of bed and they wash nightwas and they start diving right away. So now the idea is you're not supposed to dive in that way. Even though you're completely covered, maybe it's a very long nightshirt, but there's no separation between the top and the bottom. Your heart sees the private parts of your body, so to speak. So even though that might not be the case here, in other words, that maybe you're wearing a belt, but still you should wear a different belt, mishum hachon, because of preparation. Hakon is based upon a pasuk that we're supposed to prepare ourselves before we go into davening. So therefore, again, the concept is very simple, and that is, again, technically, as far as how you dress, you're just fine, right? You have a shirt, you have pants, you have a separation between the top and the bottom, but then there's, so really you're okay. But then there's another concept. The other concept is hakon. In other words, you're supposed to prepare yourself before you go davening. In other words, so, for example, let's put everything together. So the Mishnah Berurah said that, let's say it's a midas chasidus, even if you don't wear a belt, to wear a belt for that. So this is why you see people are chasidim or otherwise have a gartel, right? So what's the idea of a gartel? The idea of a gartel is very simple. It's based upon this halakha. In other words, you might be wearing a belt, or you have pants, which are currently more in many poskim is fine, or underwear, right? So you have a separation between the top part of your body and the bottom part of the body. So that's not a problem. The issue that we discussed yesterday is not a problem. So then why are you wearing a gartel? So the answer is there's a separate idea of hachon based upon a pasuk that you're supposed to prepare yourself before you go into davening. You're supposed to mentally, so what do? So you put on this belt or this gartel, right, they wear. And then when you wrap it around yourself, you're thinking subconsciously that going into davening. One time, I mention this very often, we were talking to, the Rashi was discussing with us, as long as that about why we wear a hat. Why we wear a hat for davening. So there was one guy in the yeshiva who now is a Rosh Shiva and wears a hat and no problem. But Rosh Machina actually, Rosh Masifta. And the Rosh Shiva gave a couple of reasons. One reason he said, I think I mentioned to some people on the show, is that, you know, like the guy was saying, you know, even if you go to a fancy meeting, you don't wear a hat anymore. So if the idea is it's like a fancy meeting, so yeah, nobody wears a hat to a meeting anymore. So Rosh Shiva said there's two answers. One thing is, the reason why people don't wear hats is because they don't have to cover their head. Like, goyim don't have to cover their head. But let's say, if hypothetically, they had to cover their head, which is going to be the next thing we're going to discuss, next halacha. So how if you went to a fancy meeting, how would you cover your head? With a shmata, as he called it, right, a piece of material, or wear a hat? Again, hypothetically, because, again, they don't have to cover their head. But let's say if you did. The second answer you gave was this. In other words, when you don't wear a hat normally during the day, but then you put on a hat when you come into davening, so there's something that psychologically clicks in your mind, I'm going into davening. Now again, we're talking about a microsecond, but again, it doesn't take that much longer to put on a gartel either if you're really good at putting on a gartel, right? We're talking about a second or two, but that second can make a difference in your tefillah. And that's one of the ideas that we see here. The idea of hakon is to prepare yourself. So again, the Rosh Yeshiva Zangezon said that's one of the reasons why we wear a hat. I mean, there's both of those reasons I just mentioned. Aval shar brachos. Now again, this is for Shmoneh Esrei. But for other things, other brachos, motel levarach b'lo chagura. You don't have to wear a belt or a separation. Ma'achas sheyesh lo miknasayim satiya pants. Again, the idea, as I said before, that we have to differentiate between two things. Again, which I'm trying to make clear. And that is, one is, whenever you daven Shmoneh Esrei or other things, there's supposed to be a separation between the top and the part of your body and the lower part of your body, as I mentioned before. So for that, we have various answers. You don't have to necessarily wear a garter, right? You have pants, you have other things that separate the top and the bottom. So that's what the Machab is saying now. So as far as other things are concerned, we have a separation. So that's good. Those pants or other things, not even a belt, is good enough for that. But for davening, Shmoneh Esrei specifically, we have this special idea of Hachon. Mishbur says also, for Kriya Shema, this idea of Hachon Likras Elokecha does not apply to Shema. Again, it's Shmoneh Esrei. Shmoneh Esrei, we have this thing that we got to prepare ourselves. Again, so that's the Gartel idea for us. We don't wear Gartels, the hat idea. This is the idea is that we have to prepare ourselves mentally in order to, through physical manifestations. Like doing something, like putting on a gartel or wearing a hat or something like that, to prepare ourselves to daven. Again, standing in front of Hashem. And the Rama says, so even though you have pants, the ein libo ruas ha'erva, as I said before, so the top part of your body does not see, quote unquote, the bottom part of your body. So that's good enough. That's good enough for other things. But again, for Shmoneh Esrei, we have this special thing that you have to prepare yourself. So therefore, even though you have the separation between the top part of the body and the bottom part of the body, there's an additional thing of hachon. Now, how you accomplish that hachon? So there's different ways of doing it. Again, the Mechaber is talking about you wear a gartel. Again, everybody brings that down, the word gartel. And so us who don't wear a gartel, again, assuming you're not wearing a tunic when you come to shul, I don't see anybody. Most people, I think, at least men, are wearing pants when you walk in here. So again, that's not a problem. So the question is, how do we establish, how do we fulfill this idea of Chachon? Now, again, it's very interesting. The Marsham brings down that this belt, it should be tight. So you actually, so if you recall, when we hear this word Avne, you probably harken back to what the Kohanim used to wear, an Avne. And you know the Avne was really very, very long, like, what was it, 20 amos, something like 20, you know, so even if you're a big guy, it went around a lot of times, right? So the whole idea that Sefer HaKinuch says is that you felt it on you. It wasn't just a belt. It was Kevin going around and around. So you actually felt it. So the Marsham says the same thing here. In other words, it shouldn't be a wimpy belt. Now again, it doesn't have to be thick, you know, like you go around like the Kohanim. But, and interestingly enough, he brings down, I guess, Medivrei Kabbalah, that on Shabbos you don't have to wear it. Now obviously you have to have the separation between the top and the bottom of the body. But again, as far as the heavy belt idea, the belt that you really feel, the Marsham, at least the Mishabur doesn't mention this. The Marsham says that you don't have to have it on Shabbos. Okay, let's go to Gimel. Very interesting, again, a very interesting halacha. Chava says, Yesh omrim, sha'asu lo tzias karma piv v'rosh magula. Some say, now again, we learned this all the way at the beginning when we, the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch, when we started. Some say that you have to have your head covered when you mention Hashem's name. You're not allowed to mention Hashem's name with an uncovered head. So I'm saying you shouldn't even come into shul with your head uncovered. Okay. So now the there's a lot of interesting things on this halacha. First of all, the Be'er Halacha says that really, again, we discussed this before in Siman Beis, that and the Be'er Halacha brings this down, that we hold that even if you don't say Hashem's name, even if you don't come into shul, then you're not allowed to walk around Bikilu Rosh. You're not allowed to walk around with your head uncovered. Right? We have to wear baseball, something. Man has to wear something on their head, even without walking into shul, even without saying Hashem's name. And again, if you remember in Siman Beis, the Be'er Halacha brings it down here, that also even going less than